This is Elite Insights on Elite Achievement, a short episode to help you lead with clarity and execute as your firm grows. Let's start here. Many leaders wait until someone has a vision for leadership, reaches a production benchmark, or demonstrates leadership potential before investing in their leadership development. But what if we have the sequence backwards? What if exposure to leadership is what helps people develop the aspiration to lead? One of the conversations I continue to have with firm leaders is around building their leadership bench. Some have a vision to open additional offices, but they need more leaders to run those offices. Others have grown to the point where they can no longer personally coach, mentor, recruit, and develop every advisor in the firm. And sometimes they know they need to make a leadership change, but they don't feel like they have someone ready to step into the role, so they keep an underperforming leader in place. These conversations inspired me to record this episode. And as I started thinking about what I wanted to share, I found myself reflecting on my own career. Looking back, I realized that some of the experience that shaped my leadership happened long before I had a vision to become a leader. Early in my career, I had the opportunity to attend leadership development sessions that were designed for the formal leaders in our organization. I wasn't one of the participants, and I was there likely because I was coordinating the program or helping out with the sessions. At the time, I didn't realize how much attending those sessions were shaping me. I was being exposed to conversations around leadership, coaching, developing people, and growing an organization years before I had a vision of leading one myself. Now I can see how those sessions expanded what I believed was possible. And there was another experience that had an even greater impact on me. At this point in my career, I was a participant in the leadership sessions, and I had a vision to be a leader. Our firm hired an outside consultant, Jan, to facilitate our quarterly leadership meetings. I remember sitting in those meetings, watching how she facilitated discussions, challenged our thinking, and helped our leadership team become stronger. It was the first time I remember watching a woman facilitate a room full of financial services leaders, and that was significant for me. I thought, how cool would it be to be like Jan? It wasn't that I suddenly created this detailed plan and career path to become a consultant, but something about watching her sparked something inside me. And as I was preparing for this episode, I found myself getting emotional several times thinking about those meetings, because I honestly don't know if I'd be doing the work I'm doing today had I not been exposed to Jan. Someone gave me an opportunity to be in those rooms where leadership was happening. I was able to listen, observe, and learn. And over time, those experiences expanded my vision for what was possible. It makes me wonder if, as leaders, we're waiting too long to invite other people into those same rooms. And to be clear, I'm not talking about giving everyone a leadership title or a formal leadership role. I'm talking about giving more people the opportunity and exposure to leadership up close, to sit in on a planning meeting, attend a leadership development session, participate in a recruiting conversation, or even mentor someone who's newer to the business, to see what leadership actually looks like before they're ever asked to do it themselves. Because maybe exposure is what helps someone begin to develop a bigger vision for themselves. Maybe it's what sparks an interest in coaching, mentoring, or leading others. Or maybe it simply helps someone think differently about what's possible in their own career. Today, every time I'm invited to facilitate a planning day, I remind myself that I never really know who's in the room. Yes, I'm there to help that leadership team think strategically and leave with greater clarity. But I'm also aware there may be someone in that room who's being exposed to leadership in a way that quietly shapes their own future, just as those experiences shaped mine. As leaders, I think part of our responsibility is stewardship, not just identifying and developing the people who have already stepped onto a leadership path, but intentionally creating opportunities for others to observe leadership, experience leadership, and begin imagining a bigger future for themselves. So I'll leave you with one question. Who could you invite into the room? I appreciate you listening and investing the time to grow as a leader. Follow Elite Achievement for more conversations on leadership and building a firm.